Highly learned scholar. Well, not singing to make money, he's singing to express his devotion and to show everybody a part of that. So he brings pure devotional service. And as such, he has wonderful devotees. And he was making devotees among the brothers, which was a very big insult to the Brahmana community. Particularly this devotee who worships Durga. He has children. For their own fortune, once they meet Narottam Das. Anyway, carrying good for their father's sacrifice. So Narottam Das Thakura, out of compassion for them, he asked, "What are you carrying this for?" So, our father worship Durga. So these doors, the goats are meant for the sacrifice. You know the implication of worshiping Durga? You know the implication of killing animals for the sacrifice? Do you know what's going to lead you to? Don't waste your time. Take your Krishna consciousness. Because devotion to Lord Krishna is all that we have been given this body for. In other bodies, cultivating Krishna consciousness is not possible. Of course, in history, sometimes, in rare occasions, we see the birds becoming qualified to go back to Godhead, the fish going back to Godhead, animals going back to Godhead. But most of the time when we explain this, look very simple. Oh, goat is going back to Godhead. Oh, a fish is going back to Godhead. Oh, a rat is going back to Godhead. And we should trace their history. We'll see that these entities who are in animal body now could have attained Godhead just on this animal body, if they have not had the very wonderful past activities that qualify them to be placed in such a wonderful life. So, Narottam Das Thakura told them, give up this sinful profession. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, persons who are engaged in rituals cannot become devotees. Because the rituals, according to Sukadeva Goswami, they misdirect our intelligence towards meaningless things like going to heaven. Meaningless. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be told Murari Gupta, give up the path of karma and jnana and take the bhakti in which to Radha Krishna, because these activities make one's mind and intelligence very dull. Bhakti makes our heart powerful. So the boys listen to Narottam Das Thakura. And they gave up their simple profession and followed up from that. They followed him. He became his disciples. It means that they didn't return back to their father after some time. When they eventually got back home, their father was surprised to see that his boys were having chai on their foreheads. With leg deep in the neck, with chapa deep, with chanting up. He said, "What is this?" He said, "Disgrace." And to worsen the situation, Their spiritual master is a soldier. Even if they have to take to Christian consciousness, it should be. From a brotherly community, at least we tolerate that. But from a soldier, what is this? Being a Durga worshipper, his consciousness is very dull and weak, polluted. So he took to a sinful way, which is his nature. Let us defeat Narottam Dasapura and in this they will kill him. So he started planning. he got a very powerful divinity. He's a big scholar. He knows the scripture from this side to that side. But he found nothing. After crossing the ocean of the Vedas to the other side, he found nothing. Nothing. Zero. Srajira Goswami, he also crossed the ocean of the Vedas from this side to that side. What did he find? Krishna is the supreme presence of Godhead. The same scripture. But this Divijay, he stole the scripture and crossed the ocean of the Vedas to the other side. He found nothing. So, this Durga worshipper thought he would defeat him because they were thinking Vaishnavas, they don't know the scripture. So, they were coming to meet Narottam Dasapura. When Narottam Dasapura had it, the devotee generally, when they had difficulty, called on Krishna, oh Krishna, I'm nothing, you are everything, so whatever you want, let it be. Narottam Dasapura has powerful disciples who are also scholars. So when they had it, the beauty of a disciple. A disciple is not just by initiation. Initiation is just the beginning. Usually, after initiation, we go to Guru Dakshina. So that baptism is what it says. Guru Dakshina is not the collection we make for the Guru. Actually, Guru Dakshina means you have to take the structure of the Guru to the heart and keep it to the base of your belief. That is Dakshina. So, Jita Chatamrit also, once Sita Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur, he said, my dear Haridas, I have anxiety. I came to deliver the whole world. I have done that with the human beings. What about the plants and the trees and the insects and the beasts? Are they going to be delivered? Haridas Thakura said, my dear Lord, you have already done that. When you chanted Hare Krishna, there was an echo. That was the response from the trees. So you have already delivered the whole world. Your job is finished. So Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the duty of the disciple is to relieve the spiritual master from anxiety. That's good action. What is the anxiety of a special master? To give Krishna consciousness to anyone. The Guru's duty is to facilitate that. And disciples' duty is to facilitate that. So here, Narottam Dasapura has a big challenge. What to do? A disciple has to leave him from anxiety. So his powerful disciple is a said, Guru, don't worry. We shall handle it. Just change your Hare Krishna peacefully, you will take care of it. You take care of the job. So when they dig the giant with his associate with the king, they were coming. They went ahead and they the market they also put their tables. These guys as also shoulders, they were selling tobacco. No class business. So this success scholars who are coming to disgrace Downtown Diaspora, they came, and that evening they also came to the market to buy something. And they met this so-called sugar, this man. And they spoke pure Sanskrit. That these wonderful governors couldn't compete with. They were surprised. Why should you speak in Sanskrit? This is all come from. How is it possible? Anyway, whose disciple are you? We are disciples of Narottama. Hey, Narottama Dasagura, we are going to meet him tomorrow, and we cannot defeat the disciples. Are we going to meet the master? Better not go there and disgrace ourselves. Let us end with the sutras who are here. So Narottama Dasagura is pivoting. Silence them. Even without coming to meet him physically, he silenced them before they did. So they went back, defeated. The big vision said, there's no need for me to go there. And the king was going because of him. So if you cannot go, there's no need for him to go. You have to turn back. The king now started worshipping his Durga to find solution to the problem. Durga came out from the deity. You are a rascal. I said you are a rascal. I will kill you immediately if you don't go and serve that Lord Kandas. Well, rascal, he is a pure devotee of my Lord. I'm doing this sinful job, but he is doing a very pure service. Durga has applied for resignation, but Krishna refused to grant the resignation. people have wonderful activities to do, they are preaching, they are doing all kinds of things, but Durga's service is to give anxiety to people. So she complained to Krishna, can you relieve me from this job? Can you give me a different job and service? And Krishna said, no. I am pleased with this service you are doing. Do it. The activity is not the issue. If you can please me by that activity, that is it. Their success. That's why Durga is still doing that service. But she never tolerate insults for devotees or Krishna. So she warned this man, you should go and surrender to Lord Kamdastakura. So he came to take initiation from Lord Kamdastakura. And become his disciple by the mercy of Durga. That means that he has worshipped her faithfully. It's the glory of Narottama Dasagura. Preaching Krishna consciousness through song. Singing beautiful songs, glorifying Lord Krishna. And the songs he taught us how to be a devotee. So he's praying to Rupa Goswami, to Ramana Goswami. When will I have that eagerness? When will I present myself in such a way? When should I have an attitude that will attract the mercy of Rupa Goswami to give me the qualification to worship Radha and Krishna? When? Only by the mercy it is possible. But we have to qualify ourselves. Our eagerness should be greedy for Krishna's mercy. No tomar seguro de teaching.
By his own example. And he lamented his life, he lamented.
Bhagavad Gita contains lamentation.
But if you look at our pure devotees, all of them lamented. All of them. Narottam Das Sekhar lamented. In normal circumstances, no one should take poison by himself and said. They say want to commit suicide. But Narottam Das Sekhar said, I committed suicide deliberately. I am taking poison deliberately. The issue of my life is meant for the worship of Radha Krishna, but I have no attraction for Radha Krishna. I don't care for Radha Krishna. I am simply absorbed in the pleasure of my body. Therefore, I have wasted my life. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they disguised themselves and came down here. And they are simply distributing pure love of God without qualification. Still, I am the only person left out of this mess. That teaching us, he is teaching us how to get Krishna blessing. From my little observation, we Hare Krishna devotees. We Hare Krishna devotees, maybe not all, but majority of us do not have genuine humility. We don't have genuine humility. Look at Narottam Das Sekhar, an exalted devotee, a pure devotee, a Premi Bhakta. He's lamenting, I have wasted my life. How did he waste his life? He is teaching us the way we are wasting our life for the pleasure of this material world. What is the pleasure of this material world? The pleasure of this material world does not exist. What exists in our expectation? We're expecting we're going to get it. Only promises we get. The pleasure in this material world is only empty promises. I will get it, you will get it, you will get it, but you will never get it because it is not a product of this material world. No, the pleasure is activity of the body. The pleasure is the soul activity. But conditioned soul, we are always thinking, I'll be happy if I get this. I'll be happy if I get this. Not only that's the question, tell me what. It is ignorance. It's ignorance. We should not waste our human life for nothing. Promises that we are going to get it. That's all. Have we ever seen in this material world somebody has gotten it? Why should we think that we are the most intelligent person that we want to make it? That's ignorance. What we are looking for exists in the spiritual world. Exists with Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. No one else has it. Only pure devotees have it. They carry it. So those who are very fortunate, those who are really very, very fortunate, they look for these things only when devotees, not outside the devotees, the circle of devotees. But it was not serious. So not done that to presentation. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they came here. They delivered Jagai and Madai. Yes. Jagai and Madai, they are Brahmas. All about the language of the Brahmas. I'm left out. Chita Mahaprabhu, not Nityananda Prabhu, their mercy has not reached me. I deprive myself of their mercy. Although it is freely disputed, but I'm denying myself because I am not taken to Krishna consciousness. So I wasted my time. I wasted my life. I'm knowingly drinking poison. So we should not drink poison. Let someone else give us poison. If somebody else give us poison, we'll be pitied by sympathizers. Someone will sympathize with us, or we're very sorry, and will try to give us some mercy. But if you take poison ourselves, nobody will give us mercy. Nobody. Okay. If you like, you can make an experiment. Snap yourself and see who will tell you sorry. Nobody will tell you sorry. Because, it's a fool. If someone slaps you, oh, sorry, sorry, I'm sorry. Forgive, tolerate it. But if you slap yourself, nobody will tell you sorry. Instead, you curse me. You are a fool. You suffer. So, we should take the advice of Sri Lord Ramdas Thakura and don't drink poison. Use our human life for the purpose it is meant for. Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is not an external activity. It's a very big science, and one has to know the science. Then you can be successful. Not only does it talk to the science, not humility. Humility. Genuine humility. To fall down before someone, right? Is that enough? No, this has to come from the heart. Not our physical senses, not just do it. They have to do it. Otherwise, you can musically do something musically and fall down before. And then it's considered. No. Dr. Nasukai did not do like this. He demonstrated genuine humility. Not that he was just praying like this. He actually felt like that. So Papa was very fond of his books, his songs. Quote them extensively in his lectures and give elaborate explanation purport for the songs. And he said, it's a sastra. His songs are sastra. If we go deep into them, to their songs, and culture their nature, we will become successful like them. Hare Krishna. Sanatana Das Thakur ki jai. Comment. Or question. As the case may be.
In some of the songs, he is describing his meditation. For example, Radha Krishna Pranam or how should these songs be understood by the devotees?
How
should these songs be taken by the devotees?
We cannot imitate him, but we can follow him We can follow the rules. We are not there on his position, but at our level we can follow him by singing these songs deeply and praying to him. This is your realization, you are sharing with us. Please make it also my own reality. If you make this a reality in my life, that is the reason why he sang this song. He was not simply showing us how pure he is. That wasn't the reason. He wanted to share with us his realizations and invite us to participate. How do we participate? We should pray to him that this will become a reality in our own life. So we should not sing the song just to entertain people. We should sing the song with a full meaning. I wish, and I hope and pray, that not only as a chorus listener will be sent up to me one day, that he will also become my own experience. If you maintain this attitude and sing the song, the purpose of his giving us these songs will become fulfilled. Most of the times, we are singing the song externally, not even participating. Our mind does not sing them. We don't sing them with feelings. We do mechanical activities in the name of Bhakti. That is why we are still different from what we do. Was it different from the song of the Acharyas? But if we simply sing them from the heart as an expression, an appreciation for what they have given to us, and eternally make this prayer, by your causeless mercy, let this become a reality in my life. Because any person we associate with, we must get the quality of that person. Any person we think of, we must get the quality of that person, because thinking of the person, we are also associating with the person. In every association, there are two things. There's nothing like being neutral. In every association, there is nothing like neutrality. We are giving, we are taking. You can take from them if you connect with them. So this song become beautiful. Not just singing them in occasions to entertain. Another singing, or we can also sing them to entice them. Says gratification. Yes, it is happening, and it will still happen. But there are few who are actually very serious. They are singing these songs to develop internal connection with these personalities. And that is the main reason why they give us this. We will have their experience. If a devotee is open, is sincere, and deeply associated in a bona fide way, experience of the person who associating with will reflect in our life. We'll have the same experience that person is having if we are connected. Okay. You experience something? Do you experience something? Yes. It's a science.
have to learn it and apply it. You will experience it. Right? Does it make sense? Thank you very much. So that from that security, so Prabhupada key, and I go with them. All glorious assembly devotees.